It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hey, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 34 of Podketeer. How y'all doing today? Huh? What? Didn't hear you. I hope you're having a good weekend or week, depending upon when you're listening to this. Hey, I just got my new copy of 23 Magazine, which is, if you are not familiar with the magazine that comes with your membership in the D23 Club, and you can also buy it out at the park. It has a wonderful cover that is, in essence, an animation cell from Snow White of her leaning over the wishing well. And it is just gorgeous. The cover itself is kind of a sepia tone. And the colors in the cell itself are muted, but it is just gorgeous. And the whole magazine is all about animation. Mostly, probably maybe a third of it is about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And then there's some stuff about, you know, several other animated films. And there's an article on John Lasseter and him getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. If you're not from out here, on Hollywood Boulevard, and I'm not sure if it's just on Hollywood Boulevard, but mainly on Hollywood Boulevard, there's what they call the Walk of Fame, and it's a large star, and different what is, I wouldn't say they're all stars, but mostly stars have them. It's kind of turned into a commercial thing in the last few years where if a store has one outside or has space outside their establishment and they want to pay the money for the star, they can kind of get somebody honored there that perhaps really doesn't deserve it. But that's for another story. But John Lasseter definitely deserves a star on the Walk of Fame. In fact, he probably should have had one before now. And the magazine has a couple of page story about that. And it's very interesting. There's some in there about the archives, what they call the morgue of Disney Animation Studio, where they've saved the cells and drawings and so forth from the different movies. And it talks about how they preserve that. And it's really interesting. It's probably, I think, the best copy of 23 that I've gotten since I've been a member. And I've been a member since it started. I'm a charter member. And also, yesterday, I renewed my annual pass. So you'll be getting more of these podcasts. Sorry. I hope you like them. Well, if you don't like them, why the heck are you downloading them? So that's a bit of news. It was $479 with the discount. Yeah, it's $80 up front and then $32 a month. I mean, it's not bad. I mean, heck, I could spend my $32 a month on a lot less valuable things and not have anything to show for it. At least this, I got a piece of plastic to put in my wallet anyway, even if I don't go. I can look at a picture of Mickey Mouse and the gang. Well, I went to the park yesterday, as I just mentioned. and I renewed my pass and wandered around. I saw a new singing group, at least it was new to me, called the Fly Girls over at California Adventure. They're performing there at Condor Flats. It's three young ladies dressed in what looks very much like a Pan Am stewardess uniform. And then there's a member of the ground crew, and they all sing together. And they're singing like 50s and early 60s style songs. And it sounded very good. They're excellent performers. Apparently there's a group of more than just three of them, because I saw on the website an image of the Fly Girls, and two of the people that were in the picture were not the ones I saw. So, I mean, they're going to be understudies or whatever they call them, I'm sure. And just in case somebody's sick, they'd have to have somebody extra. And like I said, they were pretty good. Very good, actually, I'd say. The parks at California Adventure still got all the walls up, unfortunately. I went over to the Hollywood Street there. I always want to call it Hollywood Backlot, but it's really not a backlot. Hollywood Boulevard. You know, one thing I noticed right there, I forget the name of the store that it was at, but no, Role Models. At the Role Models store, there was a chunk of tile missing from the front of that store the size of my fist. And that's pretty sad. I'd hate to see the maintenance getting that bad. You start seeing stuff like that. That's really unfortunate. I'm going to put in a complaint to the maintenance department there and see, hopefully somebody get over there and fix that, because that looks terrible. And let's see, they've got the Cathay Theaters pretty much done. And that's probably what's occupying the maintenance staffs, trying to get that done. And it looks beautiful. That's going to be the main focal point. The weenie, as Walt used to say. And I'm also looking forward to seeing the new partner statue. I don't know what they're going to call it, but basically that's what it is, the new Walt and Mickey statue they're going to have, with Walt and Mickey with suitcases. Is that they're just arriving in California? That should be pretty neat. Well, I've got a bunch of audio I recorded out at the park yesterday. And I've also got some video. Now, I'm going to mention it several times in the audio that I did at the park. I think I'm going to hold off on the video, because I recorded it with a new thing that I've got, a new iPod Touch that has a camera on it. Well, it has two cameras, actually, one face in each direction. And the sound didn't really come out that great. I think I'm going to need to get a external microphone for it in order to record on it, if I'm not someplace where it's quiet. Because the stuff at the park, it picked up the sounds of the park okay, but it didn't pick up my voice very good at all. So I may have a video podcast out this week, I may not. So if I don't, give me a little break here, and I'll try to get it out by next week, if I can put enough together to make it worthwhile putting it out there. Otherwise, I'll get this ironed out and get a new microphone to go with it, and I'll put together a video podcast for you. So I'm going to start playing the audio from yesterday. It's all recorded with my little handheld recorder, so you'll hear a little drop off in the audio quality, but I don't think it's too bad. I think it sounds pretty good. I haven't had any complaints yet, anyway. So, on with the rest of the show, and I'll be back a bit later on this microphone.
Hello, Podcateers, and welcome to episode 34 of Podcateer, live here at Disneyland. I am on Main Street, right now looking at a little band right in front of Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. So I'm going to take a walk over there and get a little audio from them.
And producer Jerry Bruckheimer comes the most anticipated film of the summer, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
It is really the quest to find Johnny and to help the pirates get out of the mess that they're in.
Johnny Depp returns as Captain Jack Sparrow, and he's in quite a predicament.
He's in Davy Jones' locker, which is a kind of the hell.
As Captain Barbossa, played by Jeffrey Rush, the feisty Elizabeth Swann, portrayed by Keira Knightley, and the dashing Will Turner, Orlando Bloom's character, reunite in this spectacular adventure.
There was a time when a pirate was free to make his own way in the world. But our time is coming to an end.
As our heroes navigating through treachery and wild waters, forge their way to exotic Singapore.
Jack Sparrow holds one of the 9 pieces of 8. He failed to pass it along to a successor before he died. So we must go and get him back.
From director Gore Verbinski and producer Jerry Bruckheimer.
It's got everything that we want when we go to the theater.
And it stars Johnny Depp.
That would never have worked out between us.
Keep telling yourself that, darling.
With Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley, along with Jeffrey Rush.
Everything we've ever faced, everything we've ever done has led to this.
Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
You're mad.
In Hollywood, I'm Lori Lerner.
Now, sorry about the abrupt shutoff of the song All of Me there, but unfortunately, my battery gave out. And I didn't notice, and I recorded about another 10 minutes or so walking around without any result. This is kind of one of those podcasts that doesn't want to be made, I think, because I've had a number of technical difficulties here with both the video and audio podcast. Now we got the Dapper Dans down here, as I'm sure you can hear. So I'm going to wander down here and catch a little bit of the Dapper Dans to make up for losing the music from the band. Wow, there's a huge crowd of people around the Dapper Dans. Let's see if I can make my way over there. I'm having a lot of luck so far.
Where
it is, where
celebrate.
We made it.
Princess Kristen, since it is her birthday.
Oh my God!
I thought I'd give you a gift. Since you gave me this lovely song. How would you like to hear on the Eagle Rock birthday a bass solo? I thought you'd think that. Hey, if you don't like to hear a bass solo, let me say yeah.
Let me say yeah.
Can I say yeah?
People don't get out of the way. I just about got run over by a baby carriage, but I managed to avoid it. So I am making my way down Main Street. Once you've heard the Dapper Dans a few times, they have the same little routine that they do. For instance, whenever they do the birthday thing, they always find two people because they do that you and you routine, which is cute. The first 10 or 12 times you hear it, but I've heard it. Oh, let's see, Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola Terrace there is still closed. And as I mentioned last week, the Matterhorn is still covered up. Lots of scaffolding and safety nets all over it. So certainly nothing very exciting there. Let's wander over here and see what kind of wait time we got. As I mentioned, and I'll mention again, this is Saturday, February the 18th. It's about 2:45 p.m. The longest wait is 90 minutes, and that's for Roger Rabbit's cartoon Spin. And second to that is Star Tours, which is 80 minutes, and Indiana Jones at 75, and Space Mountain. Those are tied. And Buzz Lightyear is only 20 minutes. That's actually my favorite ride.
Este lado, mija.
And we got the Soundsational Parade, which I'm hoping will turn into something else this summer, but I haven't heard anything. This is something that I hadn't noticed before. They now have a real nice Braille map right next to the information booth here on Main Street. It's very pretty. Park is extremely crowded today. Definitely the most crowded I've seen this winter. But it is a very nice day. It was cloudless until just a little bit ago. Now there's just a few wispy cumulonimbus clouds very high up. Nothing to speak of. And it's certainly a good day to have your camera out here. But I'm afraid I've sucked up all the batteries that my iPod Touch has to spare. That's one thing I have learned, is that taking video with that takes a lot of battery. So I'm going to have to get... I have a little extension battery thing that you plug in. And it draws off of that to extend the battery life, and it also recharges it. It's pretty cool. You can recharge it about three times off of it. Get almost a full charge on the third one. Get two full charges, and the last one's
usually comes off about three quarters. Which, like I said, is not too bad. And so I could see now if I'm going to be taking video that I'm definitely going to need that. And not only that, I'm going to have to delete just about everything I'm taking that I've got on there besides the video in order to get like 20 or 30 minutes worth of video out of it. Or I could do the video podcast at a couple of tries and come out with it that way. Well, I normally come to the park once a week, but I could come out here twice. It ain't like it'd be pulling teeth or anything. I've had enough of pulling teeth this week. Oh, it didn't pull any teeth, but I spent 3 hours in the dentist chair on Wednesday, which is just loads of fun. But I got two teeth fixed, so I don't have to worry about those anymore. So if you're young, take care of your teeth. Believe me, you'll be glad later on if you do. Because it gets extremely expensive to fix teeth and painful. Depending, of course, on how good a dentist you have. Let's see here. I'm going to wander over here into Frontierland and see if they've opened the pin store up. It was closed a little bit ago when I wandered over there. And I've never seen it closed before, so I'm not sure what's going on there. Usually, used to be anyway, the two best pin stores were the one in Frontierland and the P.T. Fleas over in California Adventure. But P.T. Fleas isn't there anymore. I don't know if they're going to replace it with something or not. So right now, I don't know what the best pin store in California Adventure is. I'm not sure. Trading area is open. Okay, the pin store is open, but the side door that's normally open is not. They only have the two doors in the front open. So let's see what they got. Well, what they've got is a huge crowd. Just checking out the pins. Don't see anything particularly interesting. There's some St. Patrick's pins, but nothing that I either don't have. They have the same set of two or three pins that they come out with at each one of the holidays, and they keep repeating them. Now over here in the corner, they've got them damnable Vinylmation things that I can't stand. Now they have Vinylmation pins too. As you might be able to tell, I'm not a big fan of Vinylmation. That's cute. They have those, I don't know what you call them, they hang on the end of the lanyards. They have a bat hanging upside down that I haven't seen before. Something new. New to me, anyway. Yeah. I'm going to have to check on the pin, the key. They have a set of pins that look like locks. And there's a different key issued each month. I don't know if they've got the next key out yet. So I'm going to check on that. I'll be back. All right. I'm back. One thing I discovered in there is apparently they're all sold out of the keys for the pass holder pins. Fortunately, I got one. So I'm going to come out here March 1st and make sure I get the next key. And if I may suggest, I think it wouldn't be a bad idea to buy two. Because then, if you happen to miss one of the keys, somewhere down the road, you could trade for it. If you have an extra of one of the other ones. Not that you'll always be able to find somebody to trade, but maybe. Nah. I apologize if you're getting wind noise here. Of course, I can't tell whether you are or not right now, but it's very windy. So it would not be surprising if you're catching wind noise. Well, right now, to the tune of music from up and a sneeze, I am making my way into Tomorrowland. There's a group of people running through the crowd here, which is certainly helping things. And they're getting ready for the Sensational Parade. So if I don't get out of here, I'm going to get stuck. But I'm not ready to go home quite yet. Saturdays I poop out pretty early because I go to work at 4:30 in the morning. Which means I get up about 3 o'clock. So roundabout now, I'm just about ready for a nap. I'm going to head over here to Little Green Men Store Command, which is the exit gift shop for Buzz Lightyear. I'm going to see if I can find out when the exact date that the next key is going to be released. Oh, this is going to be interesting. They have the whole center section roped off so you can't go over there. For stroller parking. So I'm going to have to go all the way to the end down here. That's alright. It's about even with where the store is anyway. That must get real boring, repeating that over and over and over and over and over and over.
That's the one she's talking about.
Don't worry, I won't say it again.
Here, Mama. Darren, we need to find cheap quarters and pink.
I'm going to ask a question.
Come on. Hey, son.
Waiting for my turn here.
What date the next annual pass holder key is going to be issued?
Because I heard they're going to do one every month. All right. Thank you. All right. That didn't help. So I'll wait and ask here at the counter. Hi, I just have a question.
Yes.
Do you know when, what date the next annual passholder key is going to come out?
Do you know the date?
No, we don't know yet.
And let me call the lead, hang on.
Because it's not even on our board.
Yeah, because they're the other one sold out, and I want to make sure I don't get...
I want to buy you a
You did. You just purchased it, Bubba. You gave her the money.
Yeah.
She gives you the receipt and your merchandise.
All right.
Look, Bubba, you're going to receive a bag with your merchandise, and here's the receipt. It's going to go into my pocket, okay?
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Hold on. All we know is it's sometime around the first week of March.
Okay.
So soon.
All right. I'll just keep coming on the first.
There you go. Keep coming until we definitely know a date, you know?
Yeah, because I got the last one, and I just want to know. I've got to butt all those pins. I want to make sure I get all the keys.
Yeah.
And I don't want to end up on eBay paying somebody two or three times what it costs.
Right. All right.
All right. Now, can you buy more than one key?
You can buy two.
Okay. That's
two
probably what I'll do. That way I can trade if I miss out on one of the keys.
There you go. That's the way to do it.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. So sometime in the first week of March. So if you are looking for the keys, make sure you get out here the first week of March so you don't miss out. Nothing too exciting in the way of pins here.
Here, come on, son.
And you got the lowdown.
What about Star Tours?
Here at the park tonight, playing at Tomorrowland Terrace, is Suburban Legends, which you have heard here on the podcast before. They're a very good band. My favorite entertainer here, however, is Scott Bruce, the Elvis impersonator, and I'm sure I've told you that 15 or 20 times. It is almost too crowded for me to stand. It can get pretty annoying after a while out here getting bumped into. But not quite yet. I haven't quite lost interest in being here.
How long is Big Bunny?
I'm right here next to Buzz Lightyear. It looks like a longer than 20-minute wait to me. Yeah, I'm afraid this is more than 20 minutes. That looks like more than an hour to me. I think that's the longest line I think I've ever seen for Buzz Lightyear, except for the weekend it opened. Now here's a nice quiet little spot. Sit down. Well, it's not quite so noisy and not quite so crowded. Now, days like today are the ones where you don't ride rides. You just come out to the park and enjoy the atmosphere and watch the people having a good time. And shop and buy stuff or just look at it, interact with people, because all the lines are way longer than I want to stand in for a ride, especially when I can come back on a Wednesday and stand in line for 10 minutes for the ride. So any of you that have annual passes, I'm sure do the same thing. And it's the nice advantage of having an annual pass, is being able to do that. Now this is, I've kind of lost track of how many times I've been here, but I've been here lots of times. I come at least every other week. I try to get out here every week. But sometimes I don't make it, especially when I'm working a lot of overtime, which I have been. I think that's probably going to back off here pretty quick, so I'll be able to get out here more often. And plus, of course, during the summer, I can get out here a lot more often than I can during the winter because the park hours are longer and it's light later. So it's more fun to come out here for me when I at least have a few hours of daylight. The only time during the week when I get that is on Saturday, which is today. Somebody dumping the trash over there, so sorry about all the clanging. Well, I think I've had a capital idea. I think I'm going to make my way out of Disneyland and wander over to California Adventure and see what's up over there. I haven't been over there for a couple of months, waiting for the construction to get done. Now, I don't know if you have heard the news, but there is a tentative date out there for the opening of Cars Land. And that's June the 15th. Now that isn't an okie-dokie official Disney thing, but it's been pretty widely distributed on the internet as being the date. So I'm going to put that on my calendar and try to make it out here. Try to make it out here on June the 15th. So I could see the opening of Cars Land. There are a lot of people lining the street here, getting ready for Mickey's Soundsational Parade. Now, I have repeatedly recorded the audio from the parade, and being as my source of video is out of batteries. I am not going to record the parade. Besides, it's all over YouTube, so I can't really see much sense in doing that. So I'm not. So as I said, I am going to make my way over to California Adventure. And once I get inside the park, I'll turn this back on and start recording again. Well, I am now out here in the Esplanade. And I am making my way over to the entrance for California Adventure. And I'm digging for my wallet here. Get my annual pass. Let's see, and I'm also going to take a gander over to guest services. And the line is still way too long. So when I go on a California Adventure, I'll check it out again. I need to renew my pass. And you can do it there at guest services instead of having to get online and do it. But as I said, the line is too long. All right, I'm going to pause this out and give you a fast pass through the entrance there, and I'll be back. Here's kind of a female version of the Dapper Dans. Oh, they have a man accompanying.
Watch the sunrise on a trail.
Why did Constantinople get the works?
That's nobody's business but the Turks.
What'll we see there? Who will be there? What'll be the big surprise? There may be caballeros with dark and fleshy eyes.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoyed Minnie's Fly Girls there. I kind of wandered away from it. I had to edit this a little bit because I managed to get the iPod Touch to start taking video again. So I took a little bit of video and I kind of lost track of what I was saying. So it didn't work out very good for the audio podcast. So I had to redo this. So I'm going to edit it together and hopefully you won't notice anything too terribly nasty. Well, the walls are still pretty annoying here at California Adventure. It's still pretty hard to get around. And as I mentioned on the video podcast, the waterfall on Bear Mountain is off. That definitely affects the ambiance of this area, for sure. The area right by Cars Land, where you normally have the waterfall. Now you got Tomater, and you got Lightning McQueen, and neither one of them seem to be moving. So the eyes aren't moving or anything, so it kind of takes away from that. Now I'm walking by the Cathay Theater, and it is a gorgeous building. Has a nice balcony in the back here. Boy, that'd be a nice place to watch the World of Color from, I'll bet you. I don't know, you might not be able to see it. But it's got a pretty good view of the park anyway. I can't wait till this opens up over here. As I mentioned, June 15th is supposed to be the date. So you gotta make sure you get out here for June 15th. And I'm gonna try to get over here to the Hollywood Street. I don't know if they're still doing the electronica thing there. Yeah, I don't recall being able to get over here this way last time. Last time I think you had to come in back by the Hollywood Tower of Terror. So this is a little less obtrusive. Disney Junior live on stage. That's playing at the Disney Theater right now. They have all the electronica stuff still up. So I guess that show is still going. Be honest with you. Yeah, that show's not really that much. And maybe this might be a nice dance area. I know they serve liquor over here.
You guys want hot dogs?
Which I'm not sure is that great an idea, but... Well, but those drinks are expensive.
I did get run over by a
I haven't priced them, but I'll bet they're not cheap. Alright, I'm over here at the Off the Page store. And they got a bunch of the Mary Blair stuff.
I'll
that
take over.
They have on Main Street.
Oh my gosh. That was my sunglasses.
What thing?
I'd really like to get the other three and the new
Mom, no.
And we've got the Precious Moments dolls. The artist that did these, whose name I'm afraid escapes me, was at World of Disney earlier. A blonde-haired lady. And she was signing the dolls. Godforsaken Battle Nations.
Oh, look at here's the Disney.
And a lot of books and art. Lots of cool painting from Finding Nemo. Take a closer look at that. Yeah, it's $3,618. I don't think I'm ready to buy that one quite yet. Don't know if that includes the frame. Probably not. But it might. There's a Beauty and the Beast one I haven't seen before. I Yeah, by Thomas Kincaid. Yeah, there's a, looks like there's a series of Thomas Kincaid paintings here. I know one of them he had that I had a problem with because he had the sun setting behind the castle at Disneyland, which of course it does not do. Since Main Street runs north and south and not east and west, unless somebody's going to rotate the earth in an odd direction, that ain't going to work. Alright, well, I think I've seen everything the store has to offer today. Back out on the street here. I got the Disney Vacation Club cart out here. Now, if you have a whole lot of money to spend, that's a pretty good deal at Disney Vacation Club, but it ain't cheap by any stretch of the imagination. But some of the hotels are absolutely insane with what they cost. I mean, we went to the Animal Kingdom Lodge there in Florida. And I thought that was expensive. It was $350. We got half price, which was, of course, $175. Because my daughter was a cast member. Now, I was looking at the Aulani Resort in Hawaii. And the Aulani... And keep in mind, this is... For the rooms that do not have an ocean view, they're $600 a night. Well, actually, that's a lie. They're cheaper than that. They're $599 a night. And like I said, that's without an ocean view. If you want an ocean view, it's an additional $300. So $899 a night. Now, keep in mind, you could get a room in the same area with almost exactly the same view for about $250 a night. So I don't really know how long Disney's going to be able to charge $900 a night for a room you can get for $250. But if there's a way to do it, they'll figure it out. I mean, I would love to go there. I'd love to be in Hawaii surrounded by all the Disney stuff, but hey, not for that price. So I may go there and wander over and look at it, but I'm certainly not going to be staying there anytime soon. Now they're still playing Aladdin at the Hyperion. If you haven't ever seen that, it is really, really worth seeing. Well, this is kind of nasty looking. There's a big old chunk missing from the facade, the kind of jade colored tile on the front of the building here. And it really looks bad. It's a big chunk. Bigger than your fist. And that certainly takes away from the show, as they say. Sorry, Disney. Bad show. Alright, they changed the name of one of the restaurants over here to End of the Line Club.
What?
Which is interesting. Sorry for the noise going by. Looks like they're running the red cars. They got the street closed off. Won't let anybody go that way for some reason. Okay, that's what it is. Hollywood Tower of Terror is closed. Well, that's all right. I wasn't planning on running it right again anyway. Ah, the place that I was trying to think of the name of is Role Models. That's where it's got the damage. And as I said, there's a piece of tile missing bigger than your fist off of this building. Now that's something you shouldn't need. Unfortunately, they're starting to let this place go. Considering they're redoing everything, that's not good. Now I'm going to have to come back over here and see how long it takes them to fix that. Because I started noticing a lot of things. For instance, World of Disney. If crocodiles in the World of Disney store, the big green crocodile that holds up the display. Look at the elbows on that thing. They're scratched all the hell. It's terrible. And that's just, something that wouldn't have happened under Walt. So it's up to us. It's up to all the people that come out here to complain about things like this so that they'll realize that you notice. And whenever I notice damage like that, I let somebody know.
Hey, how are you doing?
All right. And I pause that out for just a second. A friend of mine went by and works here.
Tito!
I work with him. He has a part-time job here at Disneyland. And I see him every once in a while. There's just a lot of people sneezing here today. Well, Podcateers, I think that I'm about ready to go home and take a nap. I'm kind of running out of gas. I'm going to head out towards the exit, and once I get to the exit, I'll wrap this show up. So I'm giving you a fast pass to the gate. Well, Podcateers, I think that's just about enough for today. Hope you enjoyed the show. I know it was a little choppy, but going back and forth between the parks and nothing really too awful special going on. It makes the show just a little choppy, but I think it came out all right. And hey, what can I say? A day at Disneyland can never really be too bad, even when it's crowded. So I hope you enjoyed the show. And I hope you'll be back next week for episode number 35. And take a look at the feed. I'm not sure if I'm going to put it out there yet because I haven't looked at the quality of the video and how it came out. And we had a couple little equipment failures there, so I'm not sure what I've got on the iPod to put out there. So I'm going to try to put a video podcast out there too. Now that one may follow this show by a day or two. Just depends on how much trouble it is to put together. So like I said, take a look and see, and you may have a video podcast to watch. If not this week, there definitely will be some, because that iPod Touch makes it too easy to record to not do something. So y'all take care of yourselves. You have a fine week, a magical Disney week. And till next time, we'll see you at the park. All right, Podcuteers, y'all take care of yourselves, and we'll see you out here next week. Ta-ta for now.
Podcuteer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podcuteer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
So is Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.